The U.S. Border Patrol is hiring, and it needs to fill jobs quickly. Recruiters are traveling all around the country trying to convince people to come and apply. But among the challenges presented, the agency is learning that people just don't want to work in Arizona. So it's making this state more appealing. From KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Tucson, Michel Marisco reports.
On a recent March morning, a few hundred people crowded a job fair held in a nondescript building on Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Tucson. Hospitals and school districts staffed tables with brochures, while in full regalia front and center of the event stood recruiters from the Tucson Police Department, the Department of Public Safety, and the U.S. Border Patrol. On its face, it seems like the Border Patrol should be easily hiring the agents it needs. Take Moises Sanchez, for example. He's a 30-year-old Marine with short-cropped hair and brawny arms who paused at the agency's table to look over what it has to offer him.
Reason being is just to keep on serving this country in one way or another by protecting our borders or in whatever other aspects are needed.
Sanchez seems like an ideal candidate. In fact, he says he doesn't even care whether he works for the Border Patrol, those agents in green working in the desert, or for Customs and Border Protection, those in blue working at ports of entry into the U.S.
Localities, it really don't matter to me. A job's a job. That's the way I look at it.
But when it comes to staffing the southwest border, both agencies are having a tough time convincing people to move here. And so they're asking cities in the southwest like Tucson to help sell their town to fill those jobs.
Something very important for us was when we're having a dialogue with CBPs, what do you hear out there?
Felipe Garcia is with Visit Tucson, a marketing firm that promotes the city.
I mean, what do you hear in New Hampshire? What do you think in Wyoming about southern Arizona?
So what are people saying about life in southern Arizona?
It's phenomenal, the misconception we hear. So when we talk to the recruiters, they're saying, well, we hear that it's dangerous because proximity to Mexico. We hear issues of, well, we understand that there's no supermarkets close by, that you have to drive hours to get to a grocery store.
And speaking of Tucson favorites, how about that sunset? Makes you want to get outside and see what it feels like to be on top of the world.
This is one of several videos that Visit Tucson shows CBP's recruiters. One problem is that recruiters don't know the regions they're promoting. So Garcia invited recruiters to let his company show them southern Arizona, including the Nogales-Arizona border region.
Just like an aha moment on them saying like, wow, this is not what we thought even as recruiters about southern Arizona. And I think it was a really good investment to bring these individuals here because it's going to help us to bring quality people to our sector.
But shortages abound. The Government Accountability Office, Congress's investigative arm, found that the Border Patrol is still shy more than 2,000 agents. That's on top of an extra 5,000 that President Donald Trump ordered to be hired when he took office more than a year ago. The CBP union warns that port inspectors are being worked to dangerous levels of exhaustion, often ordered to pull double shifts. Meanwhile, some agents prefer commuting 120 miles to the border, one way from Phoenix. CBP is offering $10,000 cash bonuses to inspectors willing to come to Arizona, and it's developed a fast-track program so that if inspectors take an Arizona position, they can advance to more desirable locations more quickly. CBP spokeswoman Meredith Mingledorf.
Well, because some of the ports of entry in Arizona are in less populated areas, they don't necessarily have the amenities that people think that they may want. But there are certain individuals that would love to live in a rural environment. I'm one of those. I like a quiet, simple life. I enjoy having space and scenery, and Arizona has that to offer me.
Border Patrol spokesman Chris Sullivan is also a recruiter. He says being a Border Patrol agent is fun.
Ride ATVs, there's bike patrol. If that's something that you like to, you know, ride bicycles, you can do that. There's horse patrol. There's different units that we can, you know, be on, you know, whether it be, you know, a flex team unit, which they work in the mountains. If you love to hike, you get paid to go out there and hike.
The challenge is convincing applicants to take those fun-sounding jobs in a place like Ajo, Arizona, population 3,000. Michel Marisco, KJZZ News, Tucson.